Get ready to take care of that oil change, like 5 quarts of STP high mileage motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $21.99. And next time, you can get what you need even faster. Just order online at AutoZone.com with our free same day store pickup. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Gym class about to come your way for a Monday here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, the Gym OT in Cedar Rapids, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 in Iowa City. Got a good show for you coming up. Michael Oss, Gazette sports columnist, will join us. He was in Minneapolis last night, or yesterday afternoon, I should say, for the terrific comeback with Iowa and Minnesota. We will talk with Mike coming up in just a little bit. We'll get your thoughts about Iowa-Minnesota. We'll talk about the weekend that was in the world of sports and more. The Gym Class for this Monday coming your way on KGYM. We welcome you in. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Zach Schmitz, otherwise known as Buttons, on the other side of the glass here today. Love to have you interact with us today on the First Federal Credit Union text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. FirstFedCU.com is their website. For more information, you can go to our website at KGYMradio.com. We'll direct you to everything you need to know about our terrific sponsor for the text line. And I would imagine we'll have a lot of folks weighing in on the text line here today. Lots to get to. Weekend in sports. Iowa beating Minnesota comeback fashion yesterday. UNI falling in a terrific basketball game in overtime on Saturday night at Loyola. NBA All-Star Game over the weekend, Daytona 500, rained out, about ready to pick it back up, and all that on the program over the next 60 minutes or so. How you doing?
Well, I'm a little nauseated.
Was it anything I did?
my eyes hurt,
Should I be here in the studio with you? Should we get some...
My ears are ringing.
Lysol out?
It's all because of, as I worked at home today, listening and watching, ad nauseum, how great the NBA All-Star game was.
You don't agree?
I didn't watch. But I've seen enough highlights and heard enough and read enough be a little bit clued in. Oh, it was the greatest competition in all-star history, bar sport. Did you see the first three quarters? Ole defense. And then they turned up the intensity in the fourth quarter, apparently. Wonderful. It was a trumped-up thing. You set a target score after three quarters? I mean, come on. 319-366-1600.
Agree, or is Mark a bitter, bitter man?
Listen, the only All-Star game I watch, likely from beginning to end, is baseball.
Me too.
You don't have, you're not putting runners on second base in extra innings or anything yet.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. Wait till maybe 2021. Then maybe that'll be the next thing Rob Manfred will try to do.
Hockey, I know, is going to be a 13-11 game. Pro Bowl, you can't blitz. The rules are changed, this and that. Nobody really cares about being there. And the NBA is just, as I said, the first three quarters, there was no defense. There's no intensity.
So you're not agreeing with it was the greatest All-Star game in sports history.
Well, again, full disclosure, I didn't watch. All I saw was highlights and what people are saying. And
Did Pete Rose run over anyone in that game?
Well, that was intensity, right?
Yeah. Ray Fosse may not agree, but Yeah. You never know. Never know. 319-366-1600.
Did you watch?
No. No. 3263 asks if you yelled at anyone to get off your lawn today. Just a squirrel.
Well, squirrels are not my favorite animal, if you know the background on that. But I mean...
Yeah, here, you know what? Great. Wonderful.
So they played a playoff series in the fourth quarter? Really? You waited three quarters to do that?
There are two debates today going on nationally. One, should the game have ended with a free throw? Because that was the target score that was hit, I guess, on a free throw. The other thing was the national anthem, and I'm not even going to get into that as far as was it good, was it bad, etc., with Chaka Khan from the 80s singing the national anthem yesterday in Chicago. There you go.
All right, 6429 on the First Fed Credit Union text line. I love the NBA All-Star Game rules change. The fourth quarter intensity was off the charts. And Mark, with all due respect, I part with a sincere okay, Boomer.
Oh, 1345. Do you start all your sentences today with back in my day? No. We embrace change. We embrace change here on the program.
It's an all-star game, people.
It is what it is.
It is.
It's the same thing with baseball, and I enjoy it. I watch the baseball all-star game.
It's an exhibition.
Exactly.
Take it for what it's worth. Maybe it's just all day long. Like nothing else in the world is going on except the NBA All-Star Game and how great it was.
Well, I was watching a lot of air dryers go around a track at Daytona on television as they waited until, almost 3 o'clock to start the race, just ahead of the time that it usually starts to rain in Florida a lot. But, you know, what do we know about that? They're going to get the race underway, by the way, momentarily. We will keep you updated because Cedar Rapidian Joey Gase is, of course, racing full-time on the NASCAR circuit this year, and he is going to restart 39th. They got 20 laps in yesterday. They've got 180 more to go today, and it looks like they're going to get it in. And we'll get things rolling here. And, of course, as they get ready to start, everybody goes to pit road. So we'll keep you updated without giving any play-by-play because that is against the law.
5165 on the text line. The All-Star Game was on the radio for a commute I had last night. There was 15 seconds left when I reached my destination. I did not sit in my car and finish it.
Thanks for listening, by the way.
I also forgot about the result until this morning.
Thank you for listening to the All-Star Game we had. Hey, it's not, you know what? It's a lot of people's cup of tea. It's not our cup of tea. So there you go. I'd rather talk about college basketball, Mark.
I feel better. Go.
Iowa with a comeback victory yesterday in Minneapolis. And a comeback victory that puts Iowa in a tie for third in the Big Ten. And still with a good shot, possibility anyway, of getting a double bye in the Big Ten tournament and not having to play till Friday. And a very inspirational last 5 minutes for this Iowa basketball team. If you'd like to weigh in, love to hear from you. 319-366-1600. Iowa State blew out Texas. You got to wonder how much longer Shaka Smart is going to be the coach in Austin. Texas had to win that game. And they are on the wrong side of the bubble going into that one, and you lose to the worst Iowa State team in a decade by 30 when you need to get a victory. Iowa State played well. Iowa State played very, very well and shot it well. Solomon Young had a great game inside for Iowa State, which has not happened in a long, long time. Iowa State at Kansas tonight, by the way. We've got it for you at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM as that will come your way from Allen Fieldhouse on Big Monday. And then you and I dropping a tough one on Saturday night in Chicago at Loyola at Gentile Arena as Loyola just owned overtime from the outset of that particular extra period. It did not help that A.J. Green sounds like suffered a broken nose in overtime, and hopefully he'll be ready to go because UNI's got another toughie coming up this week when they go to Indiana State.
Well, in order of entertainment for me, it was number one, Iowa-Minnesota by far. Secondly, Loyola and UNI, a terrific comeback by UNI after getting down big, forcing that game into overtime. And I've shut the faucet off on Iowa State. Barring, an absolute incredible miracle in the Big 12 tournament, Iowa State's going nowhere. But you do have to admire the fact that the team did not lay down after Halliburton got hurt. He's gone for the year. And to go ahead and play Texas as well as it did, that was great. But yesterday at lunchtime, that was pretty exciting.
True. Yeah, the Iowa game, that last 5 minutes, holding Minnesota without a field goal, holding Minnesota scoreless, and numerous Hawkeyes coming through. I actually thought, and you can make a pretty good case for the game may have been won in the last couple minutes of the first half because Iowa had three significant players in their rotation on the bench, all with foul trouble, and they stayed in the ball game within six, I believe it was, at halftime. Gave themselves an opportunity to win it in the second half down the stretch. Connor McCaffrey made a big shot, made a free throw. Bakari Evelyn, was it five at halftime? Mm-hmm. All right, five or six, whatever. Bakari Evelyn did some good things yesterday. Played really good defense down the stretch. Cordell Pemsel did some things yesterday. Ryan Kreener, same thing. He also did some nice things yesterday in that game. Everybody contributed to that victory for Iowa yesterday in the end. And that was, and I did my sports view on this today, really gritty, gutty performance. One of the guttiest performances I have seen in a long time from an Iowa basketball team.
Certainly the one of the most hard-fought, if not the hard-fought wins of the season. Add this up. You're down eight with 5 minutes left. Your best player, Luka Garza, is in foul trouble. You're playing basically a seven-man rotation. Riley Till played 3 or 4 minutes, but it was basically a seven-man rotation. Joe Wieskamp, your second-leading scorer, disappeared, scored 2 points in the game. C.J. Frederick missed his another game with an ankle injury. I mean, things did not look good at all. But it was Iowa's defense forcing two 10-second calls on Minnesota, which were big.
Gophers helped. They threw it away a couple times, too.
Minnesota had 5 turnovers and no points in the last 5 minutes. I think Kreener was the player of the game, in my mind, because he had not played well recently,
no.
And he needed to play well. He had 10 points, 7 rebounds, 4 block shots. And, yeah, you can say, well, how can you say Garza's not the player of the game? You can say that just about every game. But Iowa needs more than Luka Garza. And when Joe Wieskamp disappears, I agree with you. Bakari Evelyn played well. Cordell Pemsel with 6 points off the bench and 3 rebounds. That helped.
Played good defense, too.
Connor McCaffrey played almost every minute. And he had 7 assists and no turnovers. And a big free throw at the end, 3 in total. But, it was number one, exciting. Number two, pretty important for Iowa's fortunes.
11:56 on the First Federal Credit Union text line. Tough game for Garza by his standards. Wieskamp, non-existent offensively, and they still found a way to win on the road. By the way, Connor is proving to be invaluable to this team. And that kind of was the Iowa debate over the weekend. A lot of folks weighing in on the fact that Connor McCaffrey, his value to this team, and I agree with a lot of folks out there. It is very tough to be a coach's kid. It's very tough to be the coach when your kid is out there. But Connor McCaffrey has done an admirable job this year. Leads a nation as far as assist to turnover ratio. No, he's not going to go out and score 12 points for you, but that's not his role in this team. His role is to distribute, to play a little defense, and to make sure everything is working for this Iowa basketball team. John, friend John, where was Wieskamp again? That seems to be a question right now. Now, without C.J. Frederick, the opposition can spend a lot more time concentrating on Joe Wieskamp. There's no doubt about that. But Joe's been, and I think Joe would be the first to tell you, he has been in a little bit of a funk as of late. Not being able to get open, and then when he is able to get open, ball's just not going into the basket right now.
He'll have his days, but he's been down these last two road games. And you can see the defenses concentrating more on him. Basically saying, Garza, you can have yours. We'll let Oturu take care of Garza as much as he can. But
didn't matter early. Luka Garza owned that game in the first 3 or 4 minutes.
He did.
Holy cow.
As far as Connor McCaffrey, he's the type of guy who will make that three. He made a big three.
Yes, he did.
And he went to the line, made one out of two late in the game. You look at the guards in the Big Ten. McCaffrey's not going to get a sniff for all Big Ten.
No.
But his value to this particular team, I think, is very high. Assist to turnover ratio. We talked in the past about Monte Morris, the great player at Iowa State. He was doing the same types of things, except he scored more.
Yes.
At Iowa State. McCaffrey isn't doing that. But look at it. 6 points, 4 rebounds. 7 assists, no turnovers. That's a pretty solid line out of any point guard.
319-366-1600. The Big Ten right now. A lot of people still have 11, but I don't know. Minnesota and Indiana are right on the cusp now. And they play, by the way, coming up, I believe, tomorrow night, I want to say. That's almost an elimination game, don't you think, at this point, between those two teams, the Hoosiers and the Gophers?
Pretty darn close.
10, yeah, I can see 10 getting in. I'm not sure about 11 as far as the Big Ten getting into the big dance is concerned. You take a look at the standings right now. Northwestern's not going anywhere. Nebraska's not going anywhere. Indiana and Minnesota are tied for 11th. 11th and 12th right now, both at 6 and 8. Purdue just ahead of them at 7 and 8 right now. Ohio State got back into the top 25 at 7 and 7 in the Big Ten, strangely enough. Again, it's just a dogfight in the middle. Right now, Iowa tied with Rutgers and Michigan State for third in the Big Ten Conference. And Iowa has beaten Rutgers head-to-head. They have not had their meeting with Michigan State as of yet.
52-97 on the First Federal Credit Union text line. Wieskamp rarely has a good game on the road. I bet if you would look at all the stats, you would see. He only seems to play good at home.
1477, agreeing, Connor is the glue to this team. He keeps the team at the pace it should be, distributes, and hit his free throws. And his free throw shooting is way underrated. I would agree. I would agree with all that. 319-366-1600 as we come up on 322. Mike Halas was there in Minneapolis at the barn yesterday, and we are going to talk with him about where this Iowa win rates as far as big victories on the radar in 2019 and 2020. This certainly was a great big one. Keeps Iowa in a position to possibly get a double bye. And depending, CJ, the official word on CJ Frederick is day-to-day. Now, Iowa doesn't play till Thursday when Ohio State comes into Carver-Hawkeye. That is an early start, by the way. That is a 6 o'clock start. And we'll see if a week is enough to heal that sprained ankle for CJ Frederick. I don't know. I don't know. Fran McCaffrey and the staff are the only people that know right now if CJ is going to play. We haven't even had official word yet as far as a release or anything. We're just going off of what Coach McCaffrey has said in reference to the injury to CJ out there.
I think another thing about yesterday's game, the Iowa-Minnesota game, was that it showed, at least for one day, that Iowa could win a game by not scoring a ton of points. And this is a team that ranks at or near the top of the Big Ten in scoring offense. But this game was in the 50s. And Iowa hasn't won too many games like that this season. I thought that was encouraging.
Now, if you said before that game yesterday, Sunday morning, you said to someone, Iowa is going to score 58 points, and what do you think about that?
I got beat by 20.
And you're, yeah, exactly. It's going to be, well, that's going to be two losses on the week on the road. A lot of people, again, said Iowa needed to split those two road games last week, and that is exactly what Iowa did, winning at Minnesota after dropping that game against Indiana. And another game, they stayed in it till the end with a pretty gutty performance down the stretch as far as playing in Bloomington.
I think what I'm hearing out there from, you know, personal conversations and email exchanges and social media exchanges is that I think fans really appreciate how hard this team plays, how entertaining it is, kind of a never give up attitude. There have been times, i.e. Purdue, where it hasn't gone particularly well, but by and large, that's what I'm hearing from a lot of fans out there. You know, it's just a very fun team to watch, no matter what happens here on out.
And an easy team to get behind, I believe, in a lot of people's minds out there. Going to take a break, come back, and there was more to the weekend than Iowa basketball. We'll talk about that as well as we come up on 325. Gym class for a Monday coming your way as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour right here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
Planning for home and yard improvements in 2020? Get all the latest tips and trends from the experts at the 41st Annual Cedar Rapids Home and Builders Show, located at the Hawkeye Downs Expo Center in Cedar Rapids. This year's show features the best products and services for your home and garden. Stop by Friday, February 21st through Sunday, February 23rd to see the displays and attend informative how-to seminars. Plus, Papa Balloon will be making fun balloon creations for the kids. The 41st Annual Cedar Rapids Home and Builders Show, February 21st through the 23rd in the Hawkeye Downs Expo Center. Show hours are 4 to 8 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, and noon to 5 p.m. Sunday. Admission is just $5, and children under 12 are free. Sponsored annually by the Greater Cedar Rapids Housing and Building Association.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota L-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota L-Series tractors. With a powerful and reliable Kubota diesel engine, two superior transmission options, and optional performance-matched implements, including front loader and backhoe, the L2501 can tackle any job. Kubota is a proud sponsor of Iowa State football on the Cyclone Radio Network. Visit a participating Iowa Kubota dealer near you.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial. A family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
You already know Network Computer Solutions protects your network and computers, but did you know they can also protect your business with a security system? NCS offers everything. Camera systems, door access, key fob entrance cards, even 24-hour video surveillance. They understand how important security is to your work and your people, so they customize every element for you. For a free consultation and site review, call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT and security puzzle.
TCB Pool Hall, it's the real deal. Regulation full-size tables? Check. 10 of them. Cold beer? Check. 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. $2 domestic bottles? Check. Every day of the week. Nobody fake, nothing filtered. That's the kind of place you want to hang out, right? Check. TCB Pool Hall. Hang out, play pool, drink cold beer. The $2 domestic bottles every day kind. At TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City.
Back with you in the gym class for a Monday on KGYM. Congratulations out there to all the participants who made it past districts to the state wrestling meet. We'll preview that tomorrow. Wyatt Schultz from The Predicament will stop by. And congratulations to everyone who also medaled, etc., at the state swimming and diving. Oh, no. Sorry about that, coaches. State swimming meet over the weekend. Iowa City West, the champion, as they win it down at the University of Iowa pool in Iowa City. 319-366-1600. That is our text line, the First Federal Credit Union text line, if you would like to weigh in. We've got for you all this week on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, your chance to win tickets to the just-announced 2020 Vision Tour for Def Leppard, along with ZZ Top. They're coming to the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines on October the 10th. The pre-sale is Thursday, February 20th from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m., and they'll have the password for you to use on Todd and Alex's show coming up. Tickets for the general public go on sale February 21st at 10 o'clock in the morning. You can go to kgymradio.com for more details. So check in on that as they will be at Wells Fargo Arena. I was at Def Leppard at the Five Seasons Center here in Cedar Rapids. One of the first concerts ever.
Really?
At the Five Seasons Center. When it was resplendent in orange back in the day.
Not seen Def Leppard, but I've seen ZZ Top a couple times. Bed Outside, LaGrange.
I can see you with a ZZ Top beard. I can see you with a ZZ Top beard. I think you could pull it off.
Still getting some texts on the changing the subject. First Fed Credit Union text line on the All-Star Game. That's a subject of our poll question at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Does the NBA have the most entertaining All-Star contest of the four major sports? Yes or no? Thanks to Emil's, First Avenue Southeast and Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. It's the most entertaining. I mean, they're star-studded. They got stars on
a lot of bells and whistles.
Court side. There are so many bells and whistles out there. And like you said, for most of the game, it's, hey, I'm going to throw an alley-oop to you this time. Hint, hint, get out of the way. Boy, that looks good. Yeah, it's the most entertaining. I can go with that. 69-59. Before we leave the Iowa conversation here for a moment, before Mike Halas joins us in about 5 minutes, what's your take on Garza coming back next season? That seems to be the $64,000 question from the quiz show back in the day.
Have you seen a mock draft recently?
No.
I don't think he's a... Not mentioned very high.
And of course,
that's
now...
That's not the ultimate indicator. I get it.
Right. True. Here's the deal, and it's becoming more and more evident every year that college basketball is becoming more of a G League-type situation. It's not, okay, you're going to have these teams in the NCAA tournament. It's what talent are you going to have, or what lottery picks are going to be in the NCAA tournament? Well, Luka Garza's not talked about, certainly, as far as that is concerned. There were a lot of people saying early on that, yeah, Luka might test the waters. I would not be shocked if Luka puts his name in to be evaluated for the NBA. There's no harm in that. Joe Wieskamp did that last year after his freshman season. I would not be shocked if Joe Wieskamp does that again. There's no reason not to do that. Just hearing what his father has to say, Frank, my money would be on Luka Garza coming back next year. Now things could change. I'm not saying that is the way it's going to be, but if I had a $10 bill, I would put it on Luka coming back next year. By the way, Mike Krzyzewski came out with a list of things he would like to see taken care of in the world of college basketball, and I wholeheartedly agree with one of his points, and that being, if you go into the NBA draft and your name is not called, you will then be eligible to come back and play in college.
Even if you hired an agent?
Didn't mention anything about an agent.
Okay.
But I think that would be a terrific rule and something that could be looked at. All this is going to be in the next collective bargaining agreement with the NBA because they've got to get something done differently than the way it is right now. It's just right now college basketball is indebted. College basketball basically is, okay, which group of freshmen are coming in this year that are going to look really good? We're going to concentrate on them and not worry anything about college basketball. And that's not good for anybody. So we got to get this changed.
Well, the Luka Garza question is going to be one that's going to be debated and questioned and wondered about for the next couple months, I would think, at least or until Luka Garza makes an announcement of some kind. Listen, I don't know. I'm not an NBA talent evaluator. I think he's got a great game for college. Whether it translates to the NBA, I don't watch it. I don't know.
John in Columbus Junction. I'm not sure which John it is, but it's one of the John in Columbus Junction. The only All-Star activity I watch is the Home Run Derby. Everything else is garbage. Thank you, John.
Now, there was talk, I heard today, the NBA perhaps wanting to add a one-on-one contest.
Oh, that's what we need.
Which I think would be interesting, but I think the players...
Till somebody tears an ACL or severely sprains an ankle.
You got beat by this guy.
Yeah, there's nothing good that can happen. I mean, it would be fun and exciting, but there's nothing good that can happen.
Yeah.
All that's going to do is just raise the bar about 300% as far as who's better than who in the NBA. Jeff on the text line, if he comes back, meaning Garza, the team will get to the Sweet 16. Well, there are a lot of variables. No one expected this team for Iowa this year to have the injuries that they have suffered.
Mm-hmm.
But they would have definitely a lot of talent returning for next year. And 2752, Mark, maybe you saw him at the Five Seasons Center back in the day. He graduated the same year as you. Is it possible you saw the same ZZ Top concert when they were the backup band to Loverboy? That's awesome. Mike Reno, by the way, and Loverboy. Also saw them. 319-366-1600.
Did I mention the poll question?
Yes, you did.
Okay, all right.
I wanted to get to you and I real quick. Panthers falling at Loyola on Saturday night. Alex and I checked out the net today. You and I fell three spots, 37-40. So that loss did not really hurt them horribly. Being Loyola is number two and a team with 18 wins on the season. Now, what may hurt you and I more is the status of A.J. Green, who probably suffered a broken nose in the overtime of that game. And I imagine A.J. is going to play, but is he going to have to play with one of those masks that are very tough to shoot with? Even a great shooter like A.J. Green. And you and I goes on the road to Indiana State coming up on Thursday night in Terre Haute at the Holman Center. So a lot of factors not coming together beautifully at this moment for the Panthers. As far as injuries and having to go on the road to a tough opponent. Take a break. Come back when we return. Mr. Michael Oss joins us after this here on KGYM.
Is one of your New Year's resolutions to remodel your home? Look no further than Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander. Need new doors? They can help. The same goes for hardware. Are you looking for new cabinets? They can design the new space of your dreams with beautiful, well-born cabinetry. And they have lumber, of course, but also decorative shiplap and other trim as well. If you're remodeling in 2020, consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
O'Reilly. This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hiring can be a challenge, as Codable co-founder Gretchen Huebner discovered. Gretchen needed to hire a game artist for her education tech company, so she went to ZipRecruiter.com, posted her job, and found the right person in less than 2 weeks. How? ZipRecruiter's technology finds people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. So it's no wonder that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL.
Back in the gym class here at KGYM for this Monday at 3:39. Thank you for joining us here today. We've got Cyclone basketball tonight. Iowa State on the road. Big Monday in Lawrence at Allen Fieldhouse against the Kansas Jayhawks. 7 o'clock pregame, 1600 a.m. along with 102.3 FM tonight, with the tip-off just past 8 o'clock. Speaking of basketball, Michael Haas set to join us right now, sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, as well as sports reporter, and the man that follows and has the beat of Iowa men's basketball. And you can read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Halas. Back from Minneapolis, as the Hawkeyes defeated the Gophers yesterday. And we've been talking, one of the topics today, Mike, has been the gritty, gutty Hawkeyes and the way they performed in the last 5 minutes to take what was looking like a loss and put it into the win column, and a very important win for this Iowa basketball team.
Yeah, Scott, I mean, I think that that 5 minutes certainly changes the way that you look at the team right now. If they go on to lose that game, as it appeared that they were going to, I think the air would be out of the balloon around here. And there'd be a lot of negativity about what's ahead. There's 5 hard games left in the regular season starting Thursday. And with 2 straight road losses and the injury situation, what it is, I think people would be very discouraged. But the way that they summoned up everything in the last 5.5 minutes yesterday makes you once again think that maybe there's more possible than, you might have thought a day earlier.
Mike, you see things up close and personal. We a lot of us watch it on TV, these Iowa games. Last couple games out, and a lot of people want to know this, what's happened to Joe Wieskamp?
I don't know. He just didn't seem to be there yesterday. And that's you know what, that's terminology that might sound unfair. Sometimes, you know, part of the deal is without C.J. Frederick, Wieskamp's the one shooting threat, and they covered him pretty tightly. They're going to put their best defenders on him. With Frederick, you had to give up something defensively.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that adjustment hasn't worked in Wieskamp's favor. He had a tough first half, or I don't know if you'd say tough, but he only had 2 points at halftime at Indiana, and then he ended up with 14 or 16. Yesterday, he just was stuck on 2. It just was there wasn't much there, and then when he penetrated the basket, it was tough going too. I'm not real worried about him. I think that they'll adapt. He's a good player. There's nothing fundamentally wrong with him at all. But they need more help. And yesterday, they got help in the nick of time from a couple players, Ryan Kreener and Bakari Evelyn. You know, if neither one of those guys kicks in offensively, they lose. They had to have it from those two guys, and they're going to have it from those two guys at least until Frederick comes back, if not beyond, because it just can't be Garza and nobody else. And yesterday, down the stretch, it wasn't Garza and nobody else. Garza had help, and that's why they won.
Yeah. Not only offense, Bakari Evelyn had a very good defensive game, I thought, as well. Did a lot of little things. Same thing you say with Kreener. Same thing you say with Cordell Pemsel yesterday. Did some very good things inside. Scored a couple and was very good defensively.
No, you're absolutely right. And I, in hindsight, regret that I didn't at least get a small mention to Pemsel in the game story. There was a lot to talk about, I thought. But Pemsel had just a very solid game. Smart game, rebounded well, defended well, I thought. The only shots he took were shots that he could make. And gave him precious minutes when Garza was in foul trouble. So, you know, it was necessary because we alluded to Wieskamp, and Joe Toussaint hasn't given him much either. And Evelyn had to step up. He played the last 14 minutes, and he played 29 total. And played well. This is a fifth-year senior who's, I thought, played like it. And then Kreener, 34 minutes. He never played more than 28, I think, in his entire career. He plays 34. You're going up against Oturu. And 10.7 boards. Those are good numbers. He blocks four shots. I mean, he stymied Oturu on a couple of occasions that I remember vividly. And, you know, just an intelligent, communicative player who they're going to be leaning heavily on here down the stretch.
I thought Kreener was the player of the game, Mike, and for a couple of reasons, what he did yesterday and what he hadn't done coming into the game. But you could probably tab a couple other guys in that regard. I want to ask you about C.J. Frederick, and you saw him moving around. He was in street clothes, but... did you pick up any more sources of information on him?
No, I mean, at first I'd heard it was a high ankle sprain, which always raises your antenna. And now I'm hearing it's a low ankle sprain, and he might be back. It's just, it's not going to be immediate. So, I mean, look, anybody out there who sprained an ankle knows that there's no miracle cure. And I don't know the degree, but I mean, the fact is he did travel with him. He was walking around. So, you know, he was in a boot, I guess, the day before, but it's a guessing game. I think that they're very limited in how far they can go in the Big Ten tournament or NCAA tournament, unless he comes back and he's mobile. So, why rush it? I mean, you're not going to sacrifice a guy to try and win one game in the regular season. They survived two games without him in January, and that's what they're going to have to do now.
Yeah. Michael Oss from the Cedar Rapids Gazette joining us here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Hawks back up to a position now. With the win yesterday, it ensured that Iowa can fight for this double bye position. And with C.J. Frederick and his injury and with a shortened bench anyway that Iowa has, boy, it would be a big, big help to Iowa if they did not have to play till Friday. And they still have a shot to do that.
Yeah, but excuse me, coming off a cold. It's going to be hard. I mean, these five games, if you look at it, starts with Ohio State Thursday night in Carver. Well, that team's ranked 25th in the country. So two teams in similar positions, you know, fighting for that top four in the Big Ten, et cetera. That's a hard one. They're all hard ones. The two road games left are Michigan State and Illinois. You wouldn't look at either one of those as a win right now. And then the three home games are Ohio State, tough game. Penn State, playing
tougher
as well as anybody in the Big Ten and about as well as anybody in the country. And Purdue, you know, good team. So they're 9-6 now. If they go 2-3, they're 11-9, and they're safely out of that Wednesday mess. But to get to the top four, you're going to have to win at least three, and that means you're going to have to either sweep at home or beat somebody on the road, and that's asking a lot right now with a short roster.
Garza getting a lot of attention for Player of the Year, not only in the conference, but nationally. Mike, as I watched these Big Ten games, I thought to myself over the weekend, if I had to pick the five best players in the Big Ten, that would be a really hard exercise, regardless of position. I think if you and I and Scott went through that, we'd come up with three different teams.
Yeah, the unusual thing is there are so many good big men.
Yeah.
Most years, it's the opposite. It's if you took the top five players, a lot of years, you wouldn't have a center in there. This year, you've got Garza, you've got Oturu.
Coburn.
Who?
Coburn from Illinois.
Oh, right. Wesson of Ohio State.
Maryland guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Jalen Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be in the top five. So, yeah, it would be hard. You've got to have Cowan of Maryland in there. You've got to have Cassius Winston in there. Garza's an absolute lock. A lot of good individuals. Yeah, absolutely. But the thing that is striking is, I mean, I write these previews, and it's like another game and another team with a good big man.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana's freshman, the number one scorer and rebounder on the team. Jackson Davis. I'm sorry. I know his first name's Trace. I get that.
Trace Jackson Davis, yeah.
Yeah, there's a hyphen in there. I go all, you know, forward, backward. But he's good. Oturu yesterday, and then here comes Caleb Wesson, a veteran who's given Iowa trouble in the past Thursday night. John Teske in Michigan. So plenty of those. Penn State's Lamar Stevens is sensational.
You're beyond five, Mike.
I know.
It's hard. It's hard.
And the thing is, to me, if you look at Penn State, they've got nine players who are getting it done, and they're fast, and they just keep coming at you. That is, this is going to sound crazy. I think that's a national championship contender.
Mm.
Well, it was interesting, too, and I don't want to get Iowa State people upset or anything like that, but I read many, many times after Rasir Bolton left Penn State that Penn State said, well, we're going to be okay. We're going to be fine. And they are fine, obviously. They've got talent up there.
Yeah, they do. Lamar Stevens is a great individual, but Mike Watkins is a good big man. The game they played against Iowa in Philadelphia is one of the best basketball games in college basketball.
Might have been the best. Might have been the best game this season.
It was awfully good, you know, and it was a great showcase of individual talents and back and forth basketball and a pace that was enjoyable to watch. And they come into Iowa, I believe it's February 29th, and that'll be one to watch.
It will be. It will be. Mike Halas joining us here as we come up on 3:52 here on this edition of the Gym Class, the Monday edition here on KGYM. You and I lost in Chicago on Saturday night to a really good Loyola team in overtime. Only went down three as far as the net right now is concerned. But I think you and I can absorb one loss. I'm not sure they want to go to Terre Haute and lose Thursday night, though.
No, that's a team that's only lost one home game, but it was its last game, and it got whipped at home by Missouri State, which was surprising. Well, UNI's in a tough spot in that they've got win. I mean, that's a one-bid league. And I listened to the Todd Brommelkamp show last week when they had Gary Parrish on from CBS Sports, and I thought he laid it out real well about how the system is so stacked against the Northern Iowas of the world, and how these big programs just won't play teams like UNI, so UNI can't build a resume. Well, UNI did beat Colorado, which is a Pac-12 contender.
And South Carolina.
But that's, you know, it is hard. They can't get games like that. East Tennessee State, Parrish talked about, has this great record, and it's going to have to win its conference because nobody will play East Tennessee State. They know that they're good. And it's too bad. And the system is just stacked, so you could have 10 or 11 Big Ten teams in the tournament. And if you're in the Missouri Valley Conference, you better win it in St. Louis. However, that said, UNI is what, in the latest NET, something like 40th.
Yeah,
so
40th.
That's good. And losing on the road in overtime to Loyola is, you know, it's not a shame. It's one of those things that nobody's going to raise an eyebrow about. Everybody knows who Loyola is. But you got to come back now, go to Terre Haute, beat that team of Indiana State. If they do that, I think that UNI will then be 25-4 when it goes to St. Louis, because I think it'll finish out by beating Evansville at home and winning at Drake, although that certainly wouldn't be easy.
But again, it comes down to, and this is the yearly, well, I won't say yearly, this is the latest thing over the last two or three years, ever since we started this trend of mid-majors not being able to play anybody. Last four in right now for Joe Lunardi. Would you rather see a UNI or an Arkansas, Arizona State, or a Stanford, or even an Indiana?
Now, Mike's point about Gary Parrish was so
exactly,
spot on.
Exactly, yeah. And I agree 100% about that.
Yeah.
But it is a flawed system.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, it's a lot of things in 2020. It's kind of rigged toward the big guy, and these major conferences have done a pretty good job of rigging things. And I don't find it a particularly interesting NCAA tournament when you've got 10 teams from any conference. If you're one of those 10 teams, though, you're pretty darn happy about it.
Yep.
And if Iowa goes into a tailspin in these last five games and say they lose four of them and still gets into the NCAA tournament, you're going to say, well, the system works. If you're Northern Iowa and you lose in St. Louis and you go to the NIT, you're going to say the system doesn't work.
That's going to be a bitter pill to swallow if UNI ends up in the NIT. But we'll see. We'll see. A lot of basketball left to be played.
That's exactly it. There is still quite a big chunk left. Yeah. And these conference tournaments can upset the whole, apple cart. Although they don't have apple carts anymore around here.
I've never seen an apple cart.
Went looking for one the other day. I couldn't find it.
Scooters and bicycles is about the only thing this. Never mind.
All right, Mike. Hey, appreciate it. And thank you for the insight. And we'll continue to read all your terrific stuff at thegazette.com. Thanks for joining us.
Okay.
Michael Haas. Follow him on Twitter at Haas. And as we mentioned, at thegazette.com. We'll take a break, come back, wrap things up after this.
Attention, everyone. Dell's President's Day sale is officially on. Save up to $400 on monumental tech deals. Shop early savings now with amazing deals on Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. And don't miss our limited quantity doorbusters on the 17th. That's huge savings on everything from Dell computers to Samsung TVs, plus free shipping on everything. Visit Dell.com/President's Day or call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we'll make your auto repair, maintenance, and restoration projects easier. So when your car isn't stopping like it used to, our professional parts people will help you find the brake parts and supplies you need to do the job right the first time. Now through February 25th, get 15% off a set of brake best pads and two rotors. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians, and it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 2nd. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Back with you at 3:58 to close up shop here on the Monday edition of the show. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we will preview the state wrestling tournament. Wyatt Schultz will join us from the predicament among our guests coming up tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of the show. Speaking of wrestling, congratulations to the Iowa wrestling team with the Big Ten Championship, regular season Big Ten Championship. From late Saturday evening at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Austin DeSanto back, Max Mirren back for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, a lot of interesting things to talk about with Mark Ironside on Wednesday.
No Abe Assad, though.
Not yet.
Not yet. But DeSanto, as Mark told us, ready to go and came out and wrestled and did well on Saturday night as Iowa beat Minnesota. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next. They'll have your chance to win those tickets to see Def Leppard and ZZ Top. Two bands of Scott and Mark have seen over the years. Your chance to win. That'll be coming up between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock this evening. Cyclones in Kansas to take on the Jayhawks on Big Monday, 7 o'clock on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM. We will talk to you tomorrow.
I'll be here.
And everybody out there tomorrow as well.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.